This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 125 for Monday, October 31st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher to start the week as the nearby November contract gets set to expire. Crude oil is softening Monday morning due to weak economic data from China, but production cuts from OPEC are expected to begin in November. Chicago soy oil is trading higher, as well as European rapeseed. Malaysian palm oil is trading steady to higher. The Canadian dollar is losing 3/10 of a U.S. cent on Monday morning. Some parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan will see precipitation in the form of either rain or snow on Monday, with high temperatures failing to exceed 10 degrees Celsius. In southern Manitoba, the forecast is sunny and around 14 degrees. The November canola contract is up $19.30 per ton at $928.40, while the January contract is higher by $19.80 per ton at $883.70. In the U.S., the announcement from Russia last weekend that it will withdraw the agreement to allow Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea is fueling a rally in commodity prices. However, grain shipments were still sailing out of Ukraine, according to media outlets. U.S. corn prices received a boost due to last weekend's news from Ukraine. Corn was one of, if not the most exported crop from the country since shipments began in August. The Eastern Corn Belt is expected to see some rain, but dryness remains in other corn-growing areas of the U.S. The European Commission reduced its corn crop outlook to 54.9 million tons, 25% less than last year. The December corn contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.96. Soybeans are seeing a climb in prices after the December soybean board crush reached a new contract high overnight. On Friday morning, the USDA reported that 126,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold to China, and another 198,000 were moved to Spain. Markets are waiting for a bumper crop from Brazil, as well as the USDA's monthly soy crush report, expected to be similar to last September. The November soybean contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.98, while the January contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.09. Wheat prices were the most affected by Russia's announcement, causing major price movement. While reports of some shipments sailing out of Ukrainian ports put some pressure on prices, many other ships are still stranded. Meanwhile, Argentina's wheat crop is seeing some damage due to drought, while Australia's has quality concerns due to excessive rains and flooding. The USDA's first winter wheat crop rating of the growing season will be released later this afternoon. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 52 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.81. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is also up 52 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.77. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 39 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.84. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, October 31st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.